keep it here for updates. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground or in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is not headline news. Today is Arbor Day. Fun fact, if you wait till tomorrow, you can get Arbor Day candy 50% off. Taylor Swift's new album has already been streamed a billion times. Justin Timberlake's new album has already been used as a drink coaster. Donnie Wahlberg says he and Jenny McCarthy sleep on FaceTime when they're apart, especially when the Wi-Fi is spotty in his brother's shadow. And Billie Eilish says she's never been a happy person, which is like Vladimir Putin saying he doesn't take criticism well. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A measure of inflation closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon. Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month. Southern Cal's decision to cancel its main graduation ceremony has left students and alumni stunned. This comes as protests spread on campuses nationwide. The Pentagon has announced that the U.S. will provide Ukraine additional Patriot missiles for its air defense system as part of a $6 billion additional aid package. Sox finished higher. The Dow was up 153 points. The NASDAQ gained 316. And the S&P 500 added 51 points. This is SRN News.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and tenor rates may apply.
Donald Trump's favorite inquiring journalist, David Pecker, is starting his own 24-hour cable channel. It's the Pecker News Network. Wake up to hard news on The Morning Pecker. Does your day start out great? With The Morning Pecker, your morning would. At noon, get the latest news from Wall Street on the Pecker Portfolio. And watch your financial future go up and up. And up.
That is the funniest news name of the whole year. You know, all the time I worked down there, and in fact, I made it into a couple of their tabloids. I did not realize that the guy that ran the show was named Pecker.
It kind of leaned into it a few times on Fox, too.
Yeah. And apparently, look at this. Biden goes on with Howard Stern. First of all, Howard Stern, you're an asshole.
100%.
You are a 24-carat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. First of all, he hates Trump, and he hates anybody that votes for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So if...
He's open about it.
Yeah, no, he doesn't...
Same with the COVID. Remember, he was a COVID nut?
Yeah, off the
no
deep end with that.
For it.
Yeah, goose stepping. For a guy that used to be, I am accountable to nobody. Yeah. I am the king of all media. I am an independent thinker. You're so full of crap. You're an insecure little twit, and they could pay you $500 million a year, and you know what? You'd still be a miserable son of a bitch.
Yep.
Looks like a phone call. Who's this? Hello?
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 Hey, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Ken, how are you?
Hey. I don't know if you heard, but Joe Biden said that he was arrested during the civil rights for standing on a black person's porch with them.
Black person's throat or porch?
Porch.
Porch.
I don't... Porch.
I heard him.
So, how in the world can they even spin these lies anymore?
Because the media is all too willing to be complicit, and we have idiots that cannot critically think independently of what they're spoon-fed by these bastards, and that's why he gets away with it.
Driving trucks, has got an uncle eaten by cannibals.
Yeah.
Right. Now he's saying he was arrested.
Yeah. Well, that's news.
That is just crazy.
You know, I thought, I didn't like him back in 1988 when he was trying to make a run for president and he got caught stealing intellectual property. That should have been the end of Joe Biden. But these states in the Northeast, they take a drunken murderer like Ted Kennedy and give him six terms. And Delaware keeps sending this joke back.
I don't get it.
And what the hell's wrong with the president? You can't hear this? Did you see what he did yesterday reading off the teleprompter?
Yes. Pause.
Yeah.
Jeremy there.
Just, like, unbelievable, man. Come on, man.
I can't believe, again, that...
Here's that great moment in presidential history.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
And that well-organized union group, you know, four more years of this.
Did you hear the union guy that they interviewed yesterday?
Yeah.
I can't play the clip, but...
New York guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a message for Joe.
Well, look what's going on. There's a list making the rounds on the percentage of workforces of big companies that have been forced to lay off people. Not just a few hundred. They're laying off 5, 10, yeah, some cases 15 or more percent of the workforce. And you don't hear about it in the media. You have horrible news like yesterday, the gross domestic product first quarter. The rest of it was 2.4%, which is nothing to write home about.
Right.
That's the kind of gross domestic product you got when Trump had to deal with COVID. And that was, of course, a big scam.
Yes.
And it comes in at 1.6. The market reacted very negatively to that. And then the other number came out today, the PCE. Also a disaster for those who are hoping to buy a house or do anything else that would involve lower interest rates.
We were told, you know, in the industry back in December, rates are going to drop first of the year, then rates are going to drop come spring. Look at the administration. Rates ain't going nowhere. Down, anyway.
You know, I wrote that in my magazine column. I should read that column on the air.
That'd be a good idea.
You should.
But I can't do it unless I have encouragement.
Can I step outside and call?
No. No, I need at least four listeners to say, read the damn thing already.
But yeah, look at the administration and mortgage rates and anything like that, based on how comfortable the bank feels that's going on in the country right now. And when you have things that are just, I mean, right now we're incredibly volatile. It doesn't take anything to create a panic-type situation.
Right.
Even
we are so vulnerable.
Interest rates from banks on cars and any big purchases, they're going up.
And the number of, and Brad McDonald has called every single one of these developments. And, you know, there's a great concern that there's going to be not just a slowdown, because Brad talks about stagflation. I've already lived through that once. I would like to not have to do it again.
I got a feeling we're going to hit it again, Greg. Yeah. I really do. I really do.
272-9228. I see we can give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
All right. I'm calling in. Read the story already.
All right. That's one.
Do it.
Get a few more and we'll do it. Thanks.
I know you can do it. So, y'all having fun?
You bet.
Y'all having fun today?
You bet.
We're trying.
It's Friday. Woo! The weather is beautiful out here. I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it really is nice. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of exercise today. Bike ride.
I'm still miling it. What's our average miles today we're going, Greg?
I'm doing sprints now. So that's balls to the wall, uphill.
Yeah.
And I'm burning calories.
Bet your thighs are burning just a little bit there, too.
No, they are.
Man.
There's results. There's real results.
I get that, but there's pain.
I've shrunk two sizes from 2XL.
Congratulations.
Well,
yeah.
But here's, Eddie, here's the thing. The more he does it, the better it's going to get. I mean, he's increasing flexibility in his joints. He's building muscle. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah, I agree. He is looking Bless good.
You. And you can see the results.
You sure is ugly.
Well.
All right, y'all take care now.
Bye. See you, man.
And this is Dennis.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Hey.
Getting older and uglier about a minute.
You and me both, brother.
Older and uglier by the minute? That was a nasty call.
That's Dennis.
Does he call? Oh, okay. So, in a way, that was kind of
an acknowledgement. Yeah, I think it got cut off.
All right. So, I now belong to that club.
Greg, what we have learned is you have to have haters. The more haters you have, I know, but the more haters you have, the more fans you have.
I learned that before I ever did a show on the air.
I wish you would have told us that then.
No, I studied guys like Larry Lujack in Chicago. Everybody knew him. And what fascinated me was that the people that loved him loved him, and the people that didn't like him hated him, but they still listened.
Every day.
Because there are listeners that enjoy that reverse stimulation.
It's hysterical because and everybody gets them, but when you get one, you're like, okay, Hank, I'll call you tomorrow. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow.
Is that Dennis again? The same Dennis?
Yeah. The phone
I think we got cut off. Yeah.
Dennis?
Hey, Dennis.
I have no idea what happened, guys.
Sure, Dennis. Whatever.
Hey. You know, touching on what Eddie was talking about just a little while ago on housing, I read an article just today where foreclosures over the last two years have gone up by 17%.
Yep.
So,
not to mention
credit card debt is what's really going to get people.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're absolutely right. And they're plugging more and more of that every day.
Yep.
But the little protest that they had up in Washington, the Hamas or pro-Palestinian thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pro-terrorist groups.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking at some photos on it today, too, and all the tents out there are exactly the same.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
It's a franchise.
Like they belong to some kind of private army.
I tell you, it's a franchise.
Everything's like that is so organized from one or from probably three or four people on the at the same point that they furnished everybody with this. So I wonder how much they were paying them.
Oh yeah, that's the other part. Paid protesters.
Yeah.
Well, George Soros will underwrite anything that's going to destroy America, and
it's working.
And he's got a lot of money left to spend. Yeah.
I consider him to be a T-O-O, and I'll let Eddie explain that to you.
All right.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Hey, you too, Dennis. Thanks for the call. And this is Terry.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
A couple of things. When it comes to houses, I just got my property value notice.
Yeah.
And it's gone up. In 1 year, it's gone up another $13,000.
Yeah, a lot of people are having that experience.
Oh, my God.
Happened to us.
Which naturally means that my property taxes are going to go up.
Of course
they
are.
And my homeowner's insurance are going to go up.
Yeah.
And another thing, read the darn thing.
Oh. Okay. When I come back from this break.
Thank you, Terry.
I'll read it. First, I got to find it.
What? You got to find it? We don't have a copy?
I'm sure we do somewhere.
You can't just pull that off your brain?
No, there's one right over here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do it. But yeah, Dennis's point is absolutely spot on. In fact, David Blackman addressed that yesterday, too, that it's just amazing. It's like the pallets of brick during the George Floyd riots. People started noticing, wow, they all look like they came from the same factory. And isn't it handy? They were always there and available for throwing wherever the planned riot was going to take place.
Well, with these tents, they're quicker than FEMA. Those tents went up pretty quick, didn't they?
I know. If we had a natural disaster, we'd never be as fast as these putzes are.
It's almost like it's planned.
You know why? Because it is.
Thank you.
It's all planned. This is all part of an evil master plan. We better wake up, folks.
Yep.
It is 4:18. One way to keep your energy costs down, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I went on budget billing when our original AC system that came with the house started to become incredibly fuel inefficient.
Yeah.
And our bills were over $500 a month. And then I bought a new system from Clark's, which has been great. And my budget billing that started out at $395 has dropped anywhere from $40 to $50. And starting next month, it's $190 a month. Oh, going into the summer.
I was going to say, going into summer.
Yeah. That's just incredible to me. And it also, I mean, we keep the house at 72. That's also demonstrative of the amount of energy your heating and air conditioning system put onto your electric bill itself. So if you're looking for a great unit that will pay for itself and you want it installed by people who really know what they're doing, 277-2125. If you already have a system that's relatively young, you want to keep it maintained and have it tuned by people that are the best at their craft. And that's the team from Clark's. 277-2125. And going through any kind of situation, whether it's heating, AC, or plumbing, you want to know that you've got a company with that $180 annual membership that gives you the two tune-ups. They go in and they clean it out, make sure it's running efficiently. If they recommend a repair on a particular part, you get it at a discount on parts and labor. That they're on the way. You buy the word now with that Clark's Club membership. It's a lot of value for just $180. For more information, 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
It's 4:20. That doesn't mean it's time to light a doobie.
Traffic continues to build on a Friday, which means it's going to be very busy here in just a bit.
I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic. A little busy at the interchange. Boulevard's busy. Gravel, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. A lot of cars on the road now. Buckle up, please, and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine's built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor for their Montgomery demo event May 9th. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Torn Portland all to pieces, let Chicago go to hell. There's people leaving New York City like they rang the fire bell. They call themselves enlightened, cancel those who don't agree. Wish all these folks who claim they're woke would just go back to sleep. I'm just saying, have we all lost our minds? I'm just saying, where do we draw the line? I know y'all think it takes balls to be singing what I'm singing, but I'm just saying. What you're thinking. I believe in live, live, live. We're all free to each their own. If you were born a he but wanna be a she, do your thing.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Greg Bidot, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader. Eddie here with us until 5. And then we're really...
Actually, you entertained me pretty good for the ride home, so I appreciate that both.
By the way, on Friday, we do take requests if there's an audio clip or something.
Yeah, Sam asked me that earlier, so Sam's going to be calling in with a request because he said, y'all don't take requests no more on Friday?
Like, no, we do. We do. Yeah. 272-9228. our movie maven, Ms. Murray, we're going to be talking about, what do you think the right length for a movie is?
I'm going to say 2 hours, or hour and 45 to 2 hours. And only because, I hate saying, I'm part of that generation where I just don't have that much attention span. And I have a tendency to fall asleep if I'm in the theater.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's very comfortable in there.
I know, with what they charge for popcorn, yeah. You almost feel compelled to stay awake so you get the full value.
Well, it's like renting a hotel room. It's so expensive, man.
In fact, I'm going to put a thread on Facebook relative to this. This is so great. I have to lean over.
That being said, it depends on the movie, too, Greg, because like Godfather.
Kelly?
Great movie. Didn't mind that. Didn't mind that at all. I guess it would depend on the movie.
Because there was a survey done, and they specifically came to the conclusion that 92 minutes is it. But you're absolutely right. Like, Oppenheimer was a long film. We knew that going in.
But you knew that going in, and you appreciated every minute of it, didn't
I you? Never left the theater to smoke.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
It was that good to me. Of course, that's a subject I'm also very been interested in my whole life. And I've got a sister who happens to have Oppenheimer's job now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, in fact, I was thinking about a magazine column. Let me run it by you two. My sister can blow up your sister.
I love it already.
Because she could. I mean, I'll never forget one time we were, I'd gone up to visit in Chicago, and she was just matter-of-factly telling me, I could make a nuclear weapon. All I need is the fissionable material.
Okay.
Make it sound so simple, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
She was taking classes in math I'd never heard of, couldn't spell. I'm thinking, What is there to do in math beyond trigonometry?
Yeah.
Which I never even tiptoed into.
Thank you.
First baseball game.
Baseball game. That's always a popular one. And it's baseball season.
It's baseball season, too, yeah.
All right, so we will make a note on that.
I realized last night that I am getting old. Well, realized again. We went to a concert here in town last night, and they had an intermission, and I really appreciated it. I love the fact. I was like, what? I don't have to get, I mean, literally in the middle of the show, they kind of wind it down. They said, hey, we're going to take a 15-minute intermission if y'all got to smoke or go to the bathroom. I was like, when did this start happening at concerts? I love this. And instead of my head being sore, neck being sore from banging my head all night like used to be at metal shows, my hands are sore from applauding and dancing like a fool. Yeah. We had a great time.
Who'd you see?
It's this Ukrainian /Russian band, Chicago cover band, no doubt. To the point they're so good, Chicago said they are more Chicago sounding than they are.
That's incredible.
They are. It's called Lenoid. I know it sounds crazy. Lenoid and Friends. They're all, like I said, Russian and Ukrainian. Cover band, total cover band. I found them on the internet a couple years ago. Had no idea they'd ever even come here. And just fell into it. And it was an amazing show.
So you like that My Sister Can Blow Up Your Sister?
I love that, Greg. Because immediately, I just think of it, marketing guy, I think of it, even if I did not like that statement, that got my attention. I'm reading further. Somebody like me loves that statement, I'm reading further.
Let's hear from Ms. Brock.
Yes, I like
it. For the defense.
It.
Okay.
My sister can blow up your sister.
I mean, that's interesting right off the get-go. What are you saying here? That's going to make me draw
it's
in.
Like,
or draw
what?
Me in. Yeah, exactly.
What's he trying to say here?
I feel better already.
I like that.
This has been, you know, when you write, and I try to write funny stuff whenever I can.
Entertaining, for sure.
I'm working on something I'm preparing for 1819 News, an op-ed called The American Inclusion. It's not just that we have to have all this inclusiveness. Mm-hmm. It's being imposed, just like the Spanish Inquisition.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
When these things should happen organically. Who's being excluded? I mean, you know, when we used to pick up, for a pickup baseball game, you know, the fat kid was always the right fielder.
Or he was a catcher.
But you didn't make him pitcher just to make him feel better.
Nope.
You didn't hit him cleanup when he couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle.
Right.
Just to spare his feelings.
And Little League Baseball, starting out, most of the kids that really didn't want to be there, you put them in the outfield. Because the ball wasn't really going to go there, and everybody gets to play, and it gives them a chance if they get interest. I was one of that kid that was like looking more at flowers than baseballs.
You know, and if somebody is not particularly
when I was young, I got better.
Yeah,
but
well, because you wanted it.
I did. After my parents yelled at me enough, I realized I love baseball.
Well, I loved the game, played the game very well. But we had fields. You may as well go play on Atlanta Highway.
That's how they were in Alaska. There were lots of rocks. Everybody had a busted chin from catching a ball.
Yeah. I had my chin split a couple of times.
And then sliding was no fun. Didn't matter if you faced, you know, chest slide or...
Always had the strawberries up the leg.
It's going to happen every time.
Yep. Here is Bo Holt.
Hey, Bo.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Welcome to the show that's truly about nothing today.
Well, that's a good show. It worked for Seinfeld, didn't it?
So, yeah, it sure did.
I'm not sure if everybody knows that you used to work for Styx.
Styx?
How did you find out?
Styx! You might not know, but you might be aware that, you know, I'm into computers.
I've heard that you are a collector.
I heard those are just a passing fad anyway, so.
Yes.
I haven't bought in yet.
You and your email machine.
Let everybody else run and get a computer. I'm going to wait to see if they really catch on.
So you were talking about the little fat kid in the outfield or the catcher. That you perfectly described me when I played Little League. And it was fun. I had plenty. I knew I sucked, and my interests were in other places, but I had fun, and my feelings were certainly never hurt because, you know, I was... The only way I could get on base was to lean into the pitch.
Baby. Yep.
And...
Been told that many times.
Yeah, it was fun. And this is in the 80s, and everybody still got participation trophies, which I didn't really care that much about anyway. But then, you know, at the end of the season, the really good kids went on to play All-Stars. Yeah. That's just the way it was. So, and I'm pretty happy with the way things turned out.
I'm glad to hear that you weren't nursed into a lifelong trauma because you were that kid.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have hurt you at all.
But you know what's ironic, Bo, is those same kids that maybe had a little fun at your expense in those days, they're the ones that are calling you up for help with their computers.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I'll tell you, when I went to St. James, so I had I grew up with a lot of the same people, K through 12, and, you know, around 6th, 7th grade, people kind of formed cliques and started bullying one another. But then, you know, by the 9th, 10th grade, everybody got over that, and we were all friends again, and you know, there were some rough years, but it gave me a little bit of thicker skin, and we all learned, and we went on with our merry lives. And some of the people that that were probably the meanest to me in the 7th grade wound up being some of my closest friends to this day. So,
well,
stuff works itself out.
I really appreciate you sharing the story, Bo. It was a good one.
You bet. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Bo.
Okay, we are at 4:38. We got to take a break here. I'm going to get to the magazine column eventually, but I'm really excited that you guys are endorsing my idea.
Oh, I think it's a great idea, Greg.
Because I started it, and I thought, wait a minute, how's this going to... Sometimes the worst thing you can do is start to question what you're doing.
Got to get out of your head, man.
So that's going to be it. I'm going to introduce my readers to my genius sister, probably one of the smartest people in the country, and that is not an idle brag.
You have to send her the article, Greg.
No. I will not be doing that.
Okay.
Because part of the story is that we are estranged.
Right.
That our family, with its history of alcohol and drug abuse, for her own sanity, for her protection, when I was going through the tear down and rebuild in the late 90s, she had to distance herself. And I understand that. And I understand her for not trusting where I'm at today. And maybe it'll work out and maybe it won't. But I am thrilled for her. Nothing that she's accomplished surprises me.
Yeah.
And it would be great to be back in touch. But the times that we had when I was, you know, making the stupid money in Florida, I used it. I spoiled her like she was my kid. I'd fly her and her friends down. Nothing but the best. You know, always had a good time. And when I went to Chicago to visit, she never asked for a damn thing, but I remember we were in an art gallery one time, and there was this painting of this cartoon duck. And she said, "Oh, I love that." And then she looked at the price tag and said, "Oh, I bought it."
Of course she did.
Yeah, right on the spot. But when it comes down to it, all that's nice, but you got to be able to trust. And I earned my familial excommunication. My other sister and I are a little bit closer. We stay in touch, and she tells me what's going on.
Well, it's good that you respect her boundaries. I know you hope that changes one day, but the fact that you respect her boundaries enough shows you got a ton of respect for her, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah, it's a pang, but I have no resentment, and I totally get it.
Huh?
Because that's what healthy people do. I see this all the time with families who have a family member who is off the deep end, and inevitably what they start doing instead of... I mean, my sister told a woman who was helping me at the time in Fort Lauderdale, throw him in the street. He needs to hit his bottom. He hasn't hit it yet.
Yep.
She didn't do that, but I still wound up homeless not long after that conversation, and my sister's advice was the right advice. And you see, the thing is, everybody wants a guarantee. Well, I don't want them to die. But you know what? Once somebody is consumed by the disease of addiction, that's always a possibility.
Well, you said it best. You had to go find your bottom. Everybody's bottom is different.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, and that's something I've learned.
But everything I have today came from that night I spent sleeping outside next to a gas station. Me, the big star in Florida radio, right? Very humbling.
Very.
Very humbling. And begging for a dollar so I could take a bus ride because I had nothing. Going to public places that had outdoor ashtrays and finding cigarette butts that still had enough left to smoke. That's where all those $200 dinners ended up.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess I'm one of those people that can say I've seen life from both sides now.
Yeah, but the biggest thing is you're on the other side of it. I mean, and Greg, you didn't... There are people that don't come back from that. Let's be honest. There are a lot of people that do not come back.
My brother was an incredibly successful foot surgeon. He was too successful because he started getting through his days with pharmaceuticals to keep his energy level up, and then he was so burnt at night he started taking medications to sleep.
Yeah.
And eventually that led to an addiction that killed him on his birthday, 27, that magic number.
Man.
So it's just such an incredible waste of a really talented guy. And it's not just people that never amounted to anything or had no ambition or dreams. My brother had all that. But at some point, you have to acknowledge that somebody loves the drug they're addicted to more than they love their family, their friends.
That's a hard pill to swallow right there.
It is, but that's
the truth. But
it's a monster.
Yeah.
It's a monster. Let's say hi to Penny. Good afternoon.
Hey, Penny.
Hey, guys. Greg, thank you so much for sharing your story. And you are a true inspiration, and I need to share that. It's so funny that you brought that up, because today, for some reason, I was thinking of the seven deadly sins and then the virtues that God gives us that are an antidote to that. And when I was looking at pride, humility is the virtue or the antidote for pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the story you just shared. And so that was on my heart today, and I want to tell you thank you for that. And God bless you.
Well, thank you for
thanks,
really
Penny.
Terrific words.
Thank you, Penny.
You know, one thing, and thanks so much for the call, Penny. The one thing that everybody that's trying to recover has to go through is losing the shame that comes with the mistakes that you make. Am I proud of getting two DUIs in one weekend? No. No, but it did happen. And it's all part of where I'm at now.
But you own it. And that's where as a society, we let too many people get away with not. And they just keep going down that road of issues.
I'm actually not only thankful, I've turned a lot of the stupid stuff into stories I tell on the air that are part of the show.
Lesson learned.
But that one, all I am is grateful I didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Because not everybody is that lucky.
That's so true.
So thank you, God, for that. And the rest is part of what I am today. 444. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Too long a secret. It's there. You can't miss it when you're going
huge
up Wetumpka Highway. Yeah. 60,000 square feet of choices. So if you're furniture shopping and you're not including Kaiser on your list of places to go, you are really shortchanging yourself on selection and savings. Stella Beard, Leslie Wolfolk, two furniture professionals. Leslie has decorating background. So if you're trying to find a match for a room that's already been set up, she can consult you on that. Or if you're trying to theme up the place, you can put together from all the selections at Kaiser. 60,000 square feet, and everything in that building is 50% off the top ticket price. When you're shopping furniture, you're going to pay sales tax, and better to pay 8.25 than 10. You know, I didn't have to take trigonometry to figure that out. 10%, that's what you pay in Montgomery, but Kaiser is at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, where it's 8.25.
That's right.
They can help set you up with a Synchrony bank account at 0% interest if you want to go big, if you're redoing the whole house. That's the way to do it, at 0%. And they still offer that at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing. So it's not only great selection and value, savings, terrific, terrific people. You'll love working with them, but you will save money. Absolutely save money at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Get that great preview at Shop Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, shopkaiser.com, or again, 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Everything looks great. We've got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85, but that said, not really any problems anywhere. Everybody's getting where they're going. We've only seen a handful of accidents this afternoon, and those are out of the way. So buckle up and be safe. We're giving you the all clear. We'll let you know if anything happens to slow you down on the way home. There's so much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Alabama House of Representatives passed legislation on Thursday to repeal the 2023 law creating a loan program for universities in financial troubles after its designated recipient, Birmingham Southern College, announced it would permanently shut down in May. House Bill 415 was sponsored by State Representative Wandalyn Gavan, a Democrat from Birmingham, would repeal the loan program she sponsored in the House to help the struggling Birmingham Southern in 2023. Legislators appropriated $30 million for the program in the Education Trust Fund supplemental bill passed in the 2023 regular session. To be eligible, the college must have operated in the state for over 50 years, be experiencing financial hardship that could lead to the institution's closure, and have assets sufficient to pledge as collateral. After a very limited discussion, the bill passed 98-0. More Alabama news to come after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Auburn head basketball coach Bruce Pearl on Wednesday condemned the rise of anti-Israel protests popping up on college and university campuses across the United States as Israel and Palestine continue to wage war. In reaction to terrorist officials in Palestine praising young protesters on campuses for their support of armed resistance and elimination of the Zionist entity, quote, the Jewish basketball coach declared that the nation's youth would eventually learn the truth as seen in the Bible. Pearl has been outspoken in protecting Israel, even criticizing President Joe Biden's policies publicly. I'm Parker N. for Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You put your feelings in, you take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You bring your woke buddies in, you push others away. Learn gender studies, but you can't earn any pay. You do the wokey pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will burn, but I notice you don't take your bike to work. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You do the wokey pokey, 'cause you're so woke.
That was a request through Facebook Messenger. We'll take them any way you want to make the request. 272-9228 through Facebook Messenger.
That's pretty cool.
Or email at my very modern GregBidell at AOL.com email address.
No waiting.
So Rosie came up with this school ranking thing.
Yeah.
And if I read this correctly, we have one of the top schools in the country and one of the worst.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here with this ridiculous property tax evaluation.
Yep.
They can't keep their hands out of our forking pockets. And for what? If you were delivering trainloads of geniuses out of the school system and we were seeing remarkable results, maybe I wouldn't be so pissed off about constantly getting nickeled and dimed by our government to put other people's kids through school through property tax. But we're not. What do we get? Well, we have initiatives. I don't ever want to hear that word again. That is the biggest crap pile of many.
Yep.
How about, it worked really well. My genius sister, we all went to the same school. I give my high school more credit than my college for the career I've had because of the fundamentals I learned there.
Mm-hmm.
And because they didn't put up with any crap. And today, that's it. The teachers work in fear. The inmates run the asylum. Kids that want to learn are just trying to survive.
Yep.
Until you change that paradigm, nothing's going to get better. I don't care if you get an extra $1 billion a year for the schools. Every 2 or 3 years, we got a new superintendent. They're going to be the end. It's the same crap. And frankly, I've lived a little life. I'm sick of hearing the same old excuses, too. It's just getting so old.
Well, and they taught you stuff that would help you in life, like home economics, wood shop, you know, things like that.
But the most important thing was, you're going to have to, if you're going to have a good life, you're going to have to learn to be on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You're going to be expected to complete your work to get a check. And all of those disciplines that
Our own government can't go by that nowadays.
No.
Any kind of deadline they have, they kick the can down the road. Especially budgets, kick the can down the road.
So LAMP is number one, and it's in the national top.
Yeah, they tell there where it ranks, but it has fallen from where it was.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It was number two for like several years in a row.
Well, did they change? My first question then is, did they change the standards for participating?
Probably.
In LAMP?
That'd be my guess.
So they could be more inclusive. Yeah, let's get the dummies and the troublemakers in there and give them their shot to drag everybody else down. So
and that's the problem you have in classes. I remember specifically in high school, in junior high school, and even elementary school. You had kids that wanted to be there, and you had kids that didn't want to be there. And to force the kids that didn't want to be there to slow down the class for the kids that do want to be there, you're hurting everyone.
Yeah.
You're hurting everyone. It's so stupid. And again, like Greg said, it's all about inclusiveness. Well, you know what? Sometimes you just got to hurt some feelings and say, you know what? Maybe if you do the work that this kid has already done, you'll catch up. But other than that, you guys are not on the same level. And I can't hold this kid back just to try to hope that you'll get better. It doesn't work that way.
Otherwise, they have no incentive.
Yeah, exactly. There is no incentive.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Let's talk about real estate for a minute.
Let's talk about real estate.
What's Eddie Bader got going?
Well, I don't know if you guys know. This week we put a great property on the market, I think on Tuesday. And after multiple contract offers, we got it under contract Wednesday night. So 24 hours.
Wow.
It took to get a house on the market, marketed, sold, or closed, not closed yet, but accepted offer over list price. So right now in Montgomery and Tri-County area, inventory is not great. So it's so important to do things like your pre-approvals, but also check out your realtor. You want to make sure you have a realtor that's looking out for your best interest, not just someone that's going to put a sign in the yard and drive away. And my team, Hannah and myself, we absolutely go the extra mile. In fact, this weekend, we got a client that'll be putting her home on the market. I think next week, she's got a little bit of stuff in the garage. I'm going to go by there personally, get all that out of the way. We just want to simplify everything. And that way, everybody will see her house, and they'll not have a reason not to buy it. They'll have all the reasons to buy it. And that's what we do. So if you have any questions about real estate at all, give me a call. My number's 334-322-0662. I'd be glad to meet with you. Come by your house, take you out to lunch. Let's talk real estate.
Well, what you want is somebody that appreciates that opportunity to work with you. And I've seen it up close and personal. I've experienced it. Are you kidding? Listen to this man. When you want an opinion on selling and buying and everything in between, listen to this man. He put thousands of dollars in my pocket by giving me his expert opinion on where the market was headed.
And right now it is tricky. I'll be very honest. There's lots of things going on in the economy. So again, make sure you've got a realtor you're comfortable with. Interview several realtors. You don't have to take the first realtor that comes to your door, even if it's me, although you should. But you can interview everyone.
No, I would agree. It was amazing. I'll never forget closing when I saw it. Waited 2 years.
Yeah.
You managed the property for me, did a fantastic job, got me a great tenant from Maxwell. The rent was on time every month. It was fantastic. And then when it was time to sell, I did, in total price, about $20,000 more than I expected.
Nice.
Nice. 2 years previous.
Well, I'm just glad. I'm glad you let me help you out with that, Greg.
No, this is not just a real estate agent, but a consultant. And you want that. You want that.
Nowadays, yeah.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Hey,
buddy.
Thank you guys.
Appreciate
I love it. And it takes me about an hour to get home, so you guys, if you don't mind, entertain me for the next hour. I'd appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I will do everything possible.
We'll do everything we can.
To